Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. India's External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India has a neighbor which is an epicenter of global terrorism. Russia reiterates its support for India's bid for a permanent seat in UN Security Council. Ukraine announces plans for $90 billion mega arms deal with US. US President Donald Trump orders deployment of troops to Portland to suppress protests targeting immigration detention centers. And in cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan to clash in Asia Cup final in Dubai this evening. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stated that India has a neighbor that is an epicenter of global terrorism and it has confronted the challenge of terrorism since independence. In his address at the general debate of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly, Dr. Jaishankar underlined that for decades now, major international terrorist attacks are traced back to that one country. He further stated that UN's designated list of terrorists are replete with its nationals. He gave the example of the murder of innocent tourists in Pahalgam in April this year. He said, India exercised its right to defend its people against terrorism and brought its organizers and perpetrators to justice.
The most recent example of cross-border barbarism was the murder of innocent tourists in Pahalgam in April this year. India exercised its right to defend its people against terrorism and brought its organizers and perpetrators to justice. Because terrorism is a shared threat, it is essential that there is much deeper international cooperation.
Dr. Jaishankar called for an expansion of both permanent and non-permanent membership of the council. He said that a reformed council must be truly representative and India stands ready to assume greater responsibilities.
The historical injustice done to Africa should be redressed. Both permanent and non-permanent membership of the council must be expanded. A reformed council must be truly representative, and India stands ready to assume greater responsibilities.
Russia has reiterated its support for India's bid for a permanent seat in the UN Security Council, UNSC. At the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov emphasized the need for reform in the UNSC to reflect the current global landscape. He stated that Russia backs India's application for a permanent seat, along with Brazil, to enhance representation from Asia, Africa, and Latin America. With this, Russia became the only permanent member of the UNSC to support India for a permanent seat.
The issue of Security Council reform is particularly important. Russia calls for its democratization exclusively through the expansion of the representation of Asia, Africa, and Latin America. We support the application of Brazil and India for permanent seats on the council, while at the same time correcting the historical injustice towards Africa within the parameters that have been agreed by the countries of the continent themselves.
Lavrov emphasized that the current global balance is significantly different from when the UN was established 80 years ago, necessitating reforms to make the UNSC more effective and representative. In his UNGA remarks, Lavrov also underlined the importance of forums like SCO and BRICS in shaping collective positions of the Global South. Ukrainian President Zelensky announced plans for a $90 billion US arms mega deal and a drone deal. He said Ukrainian officials will visit the United States this month or next for talks on major arms purchases and drone production deals. Zelensky was in the US this week for the UN General Assembly and to meet US President Donald Trump. He said he had shared with Trump a certain vision of what could be done to respond to Russia's actions in its war on Ukraine. Zelensky said Ukraine has prepared a list of about $90 billion of American weapons that it wants to buy. He said Ukraine has already deployed one Patriot missile defense system received recently from Israel and expects to receive two more Patriot systems this autumn. President Donald Trump has ordered the deployment of U.S. troops to Portland, Oregon, authorizing use of full force if needed to suppress protests targeting immigration detention centers. He claimed that the move would help protect any of our ICE facilities under siege from attack by Antifa and other domestic terrorists. The announcement drew pushback from Democratic lawmakers, who said there was no need for federal troops to be deployed to the city. There is no national security threat in Portland. Our communities are safe and calm, said Oregon Governor Tina Kotek. He further said that any deployment would be an abuse of power. We will be prepared to respond if we have to, Kotek added. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to World News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemns the continuing military escalation between Israel and the Houthis in Yemen, his spokesman said. The Secretary General remains deeply troubled about the risk of further escalation in the region and continues to urge all parties to exercise utmost restraint, said Stéphane Dujarric, spokesman for the UN chief, in a statement. Human rights body Baluch Yakjati Committee, BYC, strongly condemned the arbitrary detention of its chief, Mahrang Baluch, and other leaders and activists following the end of their 15-day physical remand. The remarks came after an anti-terrorism court in Quetta rejected the request of Pakistan's Counter-Terrorism Department, or CTD, to extend the physical remand of BYC chief and directed that the accused be sent to judicial custody. Iran has recalled its ambassadors to Germany, France, and the United Kingdom for consultations over the dispute mechanism to reinstate UN sanctions. The move follows a failed Russian and Chinese bid to delay the revival of international sanctions at the 15-member UN Security Council. Only four countries backed their draft resolution, clearing the way for the reimposition of sanctions. In cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan will clash in the Asia Cup final in Dubai today. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. This will be the first India vs. Pakistan final in the Asia Cup history across 17 editions and 41 years. India, the most successful side in the competition with 8 titles, arrive as defending champions after their 2023 ODI triumph. A report.
India enters the final as the favourites. 8 Asia Cup titles from 11 finals underline India's dominance. The batting has thrived on Abhishek Sharma's explosive starts and Tilak Verma's reliability in the middle order. The spin duo of Kuldeep Yadav and Akshar Patel has unsettled opponents throughout the tournament. Yet, controversy has not been far away. Captain Surya Kumar Yadav was fined 30% of his match fee after dedicating a win to victims of the Pahalgam attack. Kuldeep Yadav has been the standout performer of the tournament, taking 13 wickets at a staggering average below 10. Pakistan, meanwhile, are chasing their third Asia Cup crown after trims in 2000 and 2012. The challenge will be led by pacers Shaheen Shah Afridi with the new ball and Harris Rauf's raw aggression. But Rauf too faced sanction fined for gestures against India in the Super Fours. History adds to the weight. Pakistan have lost 12 out of 15 T20 international against India. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
And now, before we end, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. India's External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jayashankar, says India has a neighbor which is an epicenter of global terrorism. Russia reiterates its support for India's bid for a permanent seat in United Nations Security Council, UNSC. Ukraine announces plans for $90 billion mega arms deal with the United States. US President Donald Trump orders deployment of troops to Portland to suppress protests targeting immigration detention centers. On to sports. In cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan to clash in Asia Cup final in Dubai this evening. That's all in world news. For more stories and updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good day.